This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Thousands of people have left coastal areas of Louisiana and Texas as Hurricane Lily is approaching land with winds up to 100 miles an hour. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Lily's expected to go ashore this morning about 150 miles west of New Orleans. Hurricane warnings are posted from High Island, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River. The Hurricane Center is also warning that a potentially deadly storm surge of 10 to 20 feet above normal tide levels is likely, near and to the east of where the center of the hurricane crosses the coast. The surge could spread as much as 25 miles inland. Mark Schlefstein is with the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And what are conditions now?
Well, we've had several rather stormy rain bands go across us with high winds and possible tornadoes in the last 2 hours.
Have you heard reports of tornadoes further north, maybe?
Well, in New Orleans and also a bit closer to the center of the storm in Houma. There's a known touchdown in Houma. They don't know of any damage yet. In New Orleans, it's just been some reports of some waterspouts over the lake and some potential tornadoes on the west bank of the Mississippi River.
Now, when do you expect Lily's landfall?
Well, we're getting pretty close to it within about an hour. It should come across the coastline very near New Iberia.
Lily seems to be losing strength somewhat. Earlier it was listed as a Category 4 storm, but now it's slowing down a bit.
Right. It looks as if the eye of the storm is sort of collapsing in upon itself. These hurricanes go through this process where they expand and contract rather rapidly, and it's in the midst of one of these loops where the eye is just not holding together. And now it's so close to shore that it's hitting cooler water, and there's really not the heat necessary to generate a re-spinning of the eye. And it's getting a little bit of dry air getting entrained into it to also cool it down a little bit, which is all good news to the area in New Iberia.
Many people have left the coastal areas, right?
Right. The people have been streaming out all night long, lots of them going east on Interstate 10 towards Mississippi.
And others are staying?
It looks like about, the reports that we're getting is about half the people in that area decided to go ahead and stick it out.
And how are they preparing?
Well, a lot of them have boarded up their homes and are hunkering down. Those communities, there are quite a few boats, both fishing boats and offshore oil service industry boats, and they're pretty much trying to keep them in line. Some have moved out of the area, and others have tried to move as far inland as they could.
Of course, if you're going to stay, you need supplies.
Right, and I think there was a pretty good run. Of course, there's been a run for the last 2 weeks on the sorts of things you need to keep your homes in order with Tropical Storm Isidore last week.
Yeah, tell me about that. You're still getting over that, aren't you?
Indeed. The Federal Emergency Management Agency had to stop taking claims and reports of damage from people in the New Orleans area yesterday and today, of course, because of this new hurricane. So that's still going to be an ongoing sort of thing. They'll just add these claims on top of it.
Which should create more flooding, given all the, you already have high waters and saturated ground.
Right. The storm surge is a big unknown. It's really unclear exactly what's going to happen. The rainfall in New Orleans today seems to be a bit higher than they expected. It looks like we may have as much as 10 inches, which might indeed end up flooding some of the same homes that were already flooded.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Mark Schlefstein in New Orleans.